Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara. You're Around the Way Social Worker. And baby, I am back just to give you a dose of vitamin E to educate, empower, and encourage you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm so glad that you are here. We've been talking about a whole lot, man, but I just want to encourage you. I think the last episode was like a little snippet. It was just saying, you know, the first day of February and, you know, who are you? Watch what you're saying, you know, show yourself some grace and don't you settle. And I want to, and that goes with a facet of things in your life. You know, whether you are looking for a husband or you're looking for a wife or a house, a job, whatever, remember those three things. But I just want to say today, I know that this is like the season of where love is really magnified, but I just want to encourage you to let you know that, you know, you're probably looking for a relationship or you want to be in a relationship or you may be in one. But look for these things. These are healthy, healthy relationships. And I'm only going to give you like two. And we're just going to talk about two. And we're going to keep coming back, expounding on it, just encouraging you. But a lot of times in relationships, we look for things. And sometimes we don't look for things. And this is what I'm saying. Sometimes we will see the red flag and baby, we won't even look at that flag. We'll look the other way. But we're talking about healthy relationships. Listen, you put in the work and you have done what you needed to do. And you have, you know, taken this time to better yourself, to prepare yourself. And even us that are married, we still have taken the time to fast and to pray and to get in the face of God to become that better wife or to become that better husband. But things to look for in relationships, this is the one thing, accountability. Look for accountability. And I'm telling you, in relationships, that is a low, low, low number because nobody wants to be accountable for anything. They don't want to be accountable and what they are accountable for, it ain't even worth being accountable for. But when you're looking for a relationship or you're resetting or you're building your relationship, accountability is a stone that you need in a relationship. You know, if you are in a relationship and the ship can go anywhere and the people or person that you're in a relationship with and they can't apologize for their poor behavior. They're not willing to take accountability. They're not willing to apologize for it. And then if they do apologize for it, shout it and apologize for it so much till you already know what to expect. You, when they say, I'm sorry. You finish it for them. But we're talking about accountability in relationships. These are things to look for in a relationship. If you are in a circle of friends, if you're married, if you're dating, if you're engaged, whatever it is, if you separated, if these people cannot apologize for poor behavior, that's a problem. Every relationship needs accountability. You have to be able to be aware of yourself. You have to know who you are. That means not compromising, not watering yourself down, not going along to get along. And y'all know we talked about that before. But we're on the stone of accountability. You have to know who you are. Be aware of you. And you have to continue to inquire, did I really do that? Or am I wrong for saying that? Am I wrong for acting like that? Accountability. Accountability will help you, which will in turn help your relationship. But if you are hanging around, if you're dating individuals or you're in a ship but they don't own accountability, that's not a healthy relationship. It's one-sided. And how long can you drive a ride in a one-sided relationship? It's almost like having a flat tire. Having a flat tire, the one on the front on the driver's side. Yeah, it's like that. How far you gonna think you gonna get? Before the rubber comes off, before it's nothing but rim to road and spark and fly, not spark and flyers. I meant to say spark and fire. You can. And with you, baby, you can't go far. You can't go far on it. You know, and you have to learn. This is accountability. You're talking about looking for in relationships. You need to start looking for these things. Start letting these things, like, jump out at you. Is this what's going on in your relationship that you're in? Or have you even put this on your agenda, what to look for in a relationship? And can you empathize or sympathize with others? The person that you're in a relationship with, can they sympathize and empathize with you? Now, those are two different things. Empathizing, you know, you have been there. You understand that, you know. Sympathize, you haven't. But you know what? I see that it's really bothering you. I see that it's really hurting you. So the people that you're in a relationship with, can they empathize or sympathize? Can you empathize or sympathize with others? And that's, we're talking about healthy relationships. I'm all about relationships. I'm all about healthy relationship. You know, you don't need to just be in one for the sake of saying, oh, I'm in a relationship. Child, please. Let that alone. You have to look for accountability on both parts in a relationship. You can't point a finger at him saying he not doing. You can't point the finger at her. She's not doing. You can't. Your healthy relationship calls for work to be done on both sides. And you can't ignore if any of these, you not seeing none of this in a relationship. People not apologizing for poor behavior. Or maybe it's you not apologizing for poor behavior. You not self-aware. They're not aware of themselves. They're not inquiring about themselves, how to be better. You know, if they can't empathize or sympathize, if you can't, that's a problem. And ain't no sense of going on up the road if your relationship is not healthy. You see from the jump that it's got signs of illness, right? But you need to look for these things in relationships. You need to look for these things. Another thing, this is another stone, cooperation. You or they wish to work together. They want to work together. You have some people, child, and I don't care what you do, what you say, they're going to always fight against you. They're going to always kick against you. And if you're in a relationship with a person like this, that's a problem. And if you find yourself always kicking against the person you're in a relationship with, that's a problem. There's some work that needs to be done. There's still some work that needs to be done individually and collectively, because the problem is you or the other person is not willing to work together because they want things done their way. It's almost a borderline narcissistic personality. It's all about them, the way they want to do it, but they don't want to work together. But in a relationship, I don't care. You have to learn to come together and have a commonality. You have to learn to come together and be able to say, okay, what's the game plan? You know, sometimes your partner may be the leading role and you are just, baby, you the fill-in. And when I say the fill-in, like you don't have the leading role. You the supporting role. But that's okay. And sometimes you may be the leading role and they may have to be the supporting actor or actress. But that's okay because y'all understand and y'all want to work together. There cannot be jealousy. A healthy relationship ain't no jealousy. You know, ain't no one upping one another. We working together to make this thing right. You know, you have to learn to be on the same accord in relationships and not be jealous, not be envious of one another, because that's another trait of illness and is not going to work with a healthy relationship. And you have to support open communication. Oh my gosh. Men start to shake when you talk about, let's talk. And then some women, I'm going to go back to my sisters. Our mouths are so sharp. Oh, our mouths are so sharp till our men don't want to talk to us, because everything that come out your mouth is sarcasm. Everything that come out your mouth is belittling. Everything that comes out your mouth is negative. That's a problem. Men, you too. That's why y'all don't want to talk, because y'all don't want to show vulnerability. But you have to be open to communication. That's a healthy relationship perk, when you're open to communication. Quit being quiet with these women. Us as women, we love to talk. We love to express ourselves. We love to tell you what we like, what we don't like, what we want, what we don't want. We like it. So men, learn to be okay with open communication. And every time there's a communication, the lines are open. It's not to come for you. It's not to, you know, yeah, bite your head off. Don't do that. Men, when women, we want to talk, just listen to us. We're not always complaining. We're not always nagging. But we're talking about healthy relationships. Healthy relationships. Healthy relationships. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You know what? It's like being healthy. You can't eat what you want. You can't eat all that fast food and all them cookies and cakes and fried chicken. And baby, you can't do that and have a healthy body, right? So that means you have to trade something out. So you have to start steaming your vegetables. You have to start baking your chicken, baking your fish. You know, you start drinking smoothies because you want a healthy body. So the same thing with your relationship. You have to be able to have open communication. You have to be willing to compromise. And that's all it is. And we're talking about cooperation. These are the only two things when you to look for in a relationship: accountability and cooperation. You have to be willing to compromise. And I'm telling you, you can't have it your way all the time, man, lady. You can't have it your way all the time. And I'm not saying, you know, go along to get along. I'm not saying that. But when you have an open, you support open communication, that means that you're able to compromise, because you may see it one way, they may see it another, but because you are building a healthy relationship, you respect the differences that is seen to compromise to make it okay. You know, in a relationship, it's not going to always go your way. It's not. And ladies, you can't pout your lips. You can't poke your lips out and fold your arms and stomp your foot and expect for him to say, here, baby. You dog, we grown women. And men, y'all can't do the same, because y'all do it too. This, we're talking about healthy relationships. Open communication will allow you to compromise, to see it from their perspective and from their understanding. And then you'll be able to share some ideas. We're talking about healthy relationships. It's time out for sickly relationships. It's time out for life support relationships. And don't you dare settle. I'm talking to these individuals. You've been married for umpteen years. Well, baby, they ain't going to change. The devil is a lie. You women that are dating, well, I'm just going to settle. The devil is a lie. No. Know your worth. Know who you are. But we're talking about healthy relationships, and that's where we're going. Healthy relationships. I'm super excited about today, just to come to you and just say what to look for. We're going to come back tomorrow. I'm going to give you two more things just to encourage you, to help you. But you look and see, are you being accountable? Are you cooperating? Or the relationship you're in, are they being accountable? Or are they cooperating? You know, you have to know what you know. And you have to be okay with the flags that are being shown to you. Because I'm telling you, it is miserable to stay in a place where God has told you, or to stay in a relationship with somebody that God has been said, I'm just saying what I'm saying. I want y'all to earnestly ask yourself, you know, look for these in your relationship. Go back and look within yourself in your relationship today. You know, accountability. Can they apologize for their poor behavior and make a change? Are you or your partner aware of who you are? Not who you have become to be or who they want you to be, but are you both aware of who you are? Self-inquiry. What can I do to become better? What can I do to help, you know, step up my relationship or my marriage? You know, can you empathize? Can y'all empathize and sympathize with each other? You know, if you know, you said no to none of these, you need to go back to the drawing board. You need to talk about this thing. Cooperation. That's the second stone. When you're looking for a healthy relationship, look for these. Cooperation. Is there cooperation, or is there always battling? Or y'all always fighting for attention, or fighting to be right, or fighting to be heard, or fighting to be seen? Are you willing to compromise? Can y'all have open communication? That right there, that open communication, it's gonna peel the covers back. But I'm just saying to y'all, we are talking about healthy relationship. Don't you dare digress back. You've put the work in. You have. We're going to talk about some more trauma, because I don't think you can never get enough of trauma relationships, talking about them and the outcome of them. But I need for you to ask yourself and to reevaluate and to assess your relationships. We're just talking about accountability and cooperation. Next thing I just want to talk about, maybe some respect or empathy. Yeah. Just encourage you. And again, y'all know, if y'all always have any questions, y'all can always DM me. Y'all can always email me. Because sometimes we can't always figure out our relationships. And sometimes, you know, we've had so many detours and roadblocks and stumbling blocks, and sometimes we get lost in the shuffle. So we need that help. But y'all know I can talk to y'all all day long. But I'm just going to tell y'all, you continue to smile big and step strong. Why? Because these people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And they most definitely want to see how you maintain it, because they know your relationship ain't really healthy. But let them know, the devil is a lie. So until the next time, y'all continue to smile big and step strong and push past the pain and persevere. I'm telling you, it won't always be like this. So trust God. I don't care how long you've been waiting. Trust God, because when you wait on him, he'll make your next move your best move. So until the next time, y'all, make sure y'all come back and be on the lookout for some sporadic episodes. I'm excited about that, baby. So until the next time, I'll holler and y'all be safe.